the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Bagnone, the lower village and the museum archive of memory. When I tell my grandchildren something, they say to me, "Grandma, tell that story." For them, it's a story, not like life. They don't believe it's true. This is what Mrs. Olga, the Barsana of the Bagnone land, thought as she recalled her adventures. Like so many other adventurers, Barsana Olga returned to her Bagnone every winter on the eve of the fair of St. Catherine. The feast, which still stretches from the dopolavoro along the entire length of the Bagnone, was also a feast of return. At last, the Barsanas could see their children again, whom they had to leave in the nursery during the spring and summer. How things have changed since then. Signora Olga was just a hopeful young woman looking for a better future. Bagnone, with its gorges, its countryside, its little cafes in Piazza Roma and its few inns, had become too small, but it was still home. The view, of course, is always more or less the same. The medieval castle rises imposingly above the old mercantile village, with its arcades and shops telling stories of trade and encounters. The Bagnone stream flows quietly through the streets of the village, bringing with it the freshness of the waters that flow down from the mountains, a symbol of the life that pervades these places. Under the porticos of the ancient Gutula, with its tower houses facing the river, were the shops of the merchants who received the goods of all the travellers who passed through Bagnone and crossed the mountains. Today, there are fewer shops, and they no longer serve travellers, but the inhabitants of the nearby hamlets, who come down to the valley for the Monday market. This time, Olga came down to the valley for another reason. For some time now, her memory, the story of her sacrificial life and her journeys to Barsana, have been kept in the Museo Archivio della Memoria, a space that projects you into the past and offers an in-depth look at the history of the Lunigiana, with particular emphasis on the emigration of the many Bagnonesi who have left in search of fortune over the last 100 years. Like Olga, these migrants, often driven by economic necessity, had to leave their land for northern Italy and Europe, or even l'America, in search of a better future. Photos and documents tell of the Barsans, but above all, of the Barsane. Here is Carla, an old friend and first companion of the journey. And here is Luigi, who ended up in Switzerland. Travelers and merchants, first of trinkets, later of cloth and linen, from the first journeys on foot with baskets, to horse-drawn carts, to motorized vehicles. Here, you can see Mrs. Gina driving the motor cart. Some have returned, many have chosen to settle permanently in the north, but have kept the link with their homeland alive through letters and memories. Among these vendors, the Barsanas played a fundamental role. Like Olga, these women left home at a very young age, often as young as 11 or 12, and went to work door to door, selling the goods and fabrics they received in the morning from a padrone, their boss. The boss was often a person from the same country who had emigrated years before. "I went everywhere, to Mantua, to Verona, to Milan, to Reggio Emilia. At the beginning, I was with some masters. Oh, I had a hard life. My feet were all broken. I walked on asphalt. My feet got stuck. I left when I was 11. I was a nurse for my sister Maria Pia. I had a small box with a rope in front of me. People took pity on me. They took some soap, some shoelaces, some razor blades, something. Life was hard. You slept in the stables, next to the animals, and walked in the sun with heavy baskets full of goods. At the end of the day, the girls had to hand over all their earnings to the master, and if they did not have enough, they risked being fired. As they grew up, many of them, with savings and experience, managed to become masters themselves. In the meantime, many of these women married and had children who often did not have time to grow up, as they were forced to work to support the family. The children remained in Lunigiana, raised by relatives, aunts and grandmothers, and the mothers could only see them for a few months a year. As she listened to the stories of lives like hers, Olga's eyes glaze over. These are precious stories of sacrifice, resilience and love of family, finally recognized and cherished as they should be. A thread that links generations and keeps alive the memory of tradition rooted in the land and culture of this enchanting village.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.